Let's talk about the topic of, are you allowed to enter a church? Is a Jew allowed to enter a church?
You can't even enter a conservative shul.
Why can't you enter a conservative shul? Is a Jew. What are the issues? Just let's touch upon some of the yesodos of the issue of a Jew entering a church. There have been a few...
You have to define church. You can go all the way from a Roman Catholic church all the way to a left-wing Protestant Unitarian Universalist.
Okay, let's talk about a church where they actually offer prayers to Yashka. Okay, he is mentioned. Yashka, I don't know all the different types of churches, but when he is a part of their deity, they believe in Yashka. A church where the participants believe that Yashka was Immaculate Conception, and they believe in him and they pray to him. And so that, according to many opinions, is Avodah Zarah Mamish. Because Shituf, they're combining a human being with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shituf, according to the Rambam, Shituf means partnership, is, according to the Rambam, Avodah Zarah Mamish. So let's work with that approach. Let's work with a standard church, basically all of the above. Is a Jew allowed to enter into a church?
What? You can't go into a Roman Catholic church.
Because the people buried there, but the people buried there are non-Jews.
They have a policy that every Roman Catholic church
must have a
relic to be
a mausoleum. Must have a, okay, but okay, fine, okay. But the question over here is, can the Amitam? So the Amitam ba'ol, but the Rabban, the Amitam ba'ol. If you do know for a fact, in the Amitam ba'ol. Okay, but the question over here is a Jew allowed to enter a church? So really, we learn from this issue is derived from this week's parasha. One of the main sources of this week's parasha, Pasuk says, "Vayomer lo Moshe." Moshe says after the makkah of which makkah was this? Makkah of Barod, makkah of Orev. I don't know which makkah. Vayomer lo Moshe kitzei si esoir efros eskapai Barod. Efros eskapay el Hashem hakolos yecheldun v'habarod lo yiyeh od lamanteda ki Hashem aretz. The pasuk says that Moshe said to Paro, "You want me to pray that the barod should stop? Okay, but I can't pray in your presence. I can't pray in this entire city. I must first leave the city. Kitzei si esoir then." Efros eskapay el Hashem. Rashi, kitzei si esoir, min hoir. Avo besoch hoir, Moshe lo hispalel. Why not? Lefi shehoisa meleya gilulim. It was filled with idols. That's Rashi. So over here we learn that you saw that in a city, in a whole city, why couldn't Moshe just go to the little corner? You can't say that every single Balad Amos was in Avodah Zarah. Certainly Moshe could have found a remote corner in the city where it was free from idols, and he could have put his head into the wall and been mispalled HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a telephone booth. Moshe could have gone to a telephone booth and been mispalled HaKadosh Baruch Hu he was already there. He could. No, why? Because they had cell phones in Mitzrayim. There were no telephone booths. People were walking around talking to themselves in Mitzrayim. There were no telephone booths. But why couldn't Moshe go into a little corner, a little booth? The answer is, there's a halacha we learn over here that you're not allowed to walk into a city, an entire city, where idols are found. That's a shock. In the city. Well, that all goes hand in hand. If you this is the source. The Ramban as well elaborates upon this. The Perush al HaTorah, he writes that Moshe lo mispalel. He writes over here that Moshe would not be mispalel in Ho'ir. See, the Ramban is more explicit. Ramban is more explicit than Rashi. Rashi says it was mole gilulim. The Ramban says she Moshe lo hoya mispalel b'socho ir. So Ramban and Rashi basically say the same idea.
Now this, many rebbes that when they came to Eretz Yisrael,
yeah,
some of settle Davke in Tel Aviv and not in Yerushalayim?
Because Yerushalayim was more like Gilulim.
No, because Tel Aviv had no churches.
Yeah, okay, exactly. You're not allowed to go into a city in which there's... We're going to discuss exactly your point in one moment. Now, let's see. Let's go to the... So this is the starting point. This is the Pasuk in the Chumash. Now, let's go further. We have really... I'm quoting everything here from an excellent, excellent... There's a lot of stuff on this topic, from all different Sfarim. I'm quoting here from Aryeh David Wasserman in his Sefer Higyoni HaParsha on Chumash Shemos. He already put out 4 volumes. So this is on Chumash Shemos. He has a chapter, extremely well done, enormous amount of information. He touches upon everything possible, and he has here again a chapter on going to a church, and he quotes here 2 major sources for the prohibition. The Gemara Masecht Avodah Zarah discusses the prohibition of entering a city here, not just entering a church. Our topic is allowed into a church. Are you even allowed to enter a city which in the city there is a church? So the truth is, it's a Mishnah. Let me jump ahead. It is a Mishnah in Masecht Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Masecht Avodah Zarah says that you're not allowed to enter into a city. Let me read you the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masecht Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Here's the quote from the Mishnah. Shocked, people never heard this before. Ear, an entire city. If you want to congregate or you want to hang out outside the city, that's okay, but not in the city. The whole city is off limits. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that outside the city you can go, you can spend time outside the city. If you have a city on the outside near the gate, they put up an idol, so don't go and hang out around the gate, but toichala mutter, you're allowed to go in the city, that's okay, but don't hang out outside the city. Mahu leilech l'sham, are you, then the Mishnah goes on to say, are you allowed to travel to the city? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, bizman shaderech miyuchedes lo'osam makim osar. If you have a city in which, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, we have a situation where there is a city which has an Avodah Zarah. If you want to travel into the city, if this city is a dead end, there's only one way in and there's no other way out, so why would you want to go there? You're only going, it doesn't take you anywhere. You're not allowed to go upon the road that leads to the city. But if this city, the road that leads you into the city, goes further and takes you to another city, then you are allowed to temporarily travel through the city because you're only going on this road in order to leave the city and to reach your ultimate destination. Like a train. If the train stops at Church Street, it stops at Church Street, it's okay. I'm going on a train. The train's going to lead me to Church Street because I'm not getting off at Church Street. I'm going in order I can go to the next stop, further and further. That's basically what it says in the Mishnah. But what comes out of the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to go to enter a city in which there is a church. Now, the truth is, there are 2 major sources for this. One is a pasuk in Mishlei. We're coming to all this. Now, first of all, what would be a reason why you're not allowed to go into a church before we get to the city? So he quotes here 2 major sources. The Gemara quotes 2 sources. One is a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Harchek me'oleha dar kecha," and the Gemara interprets this in reference to Zuminus, which first topic consists certainly Allah's kama to Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara goes on to say, how much must you distance yourself? You must distance yourself ar v'kama amar avchista ar ba'amos. So it's Beferish Gemara in Masecht Avodah Zarah and Afiyud Zayin that a person is not allowed to enter a church based upon the pasuk in Mishlei, Harchek. And you have to distance yourself from the church. The church is off limits. Even you're not allowed to go in front of the church for a distance of Dalid Amos. That's the first source. Another source is not a source from the pasuk, but it's just a story. There's a story in the Gemara about 2 Amoraim, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoina's son. They were traveling, and there were 2 roads, Road A and Road B. Road A would take them in the vicinity through a city where there was a church. Road B would take them in the vicinity of where there was Zonos. There were Noshim Prutzos. So they had a dilemma among themselves. What should we do? What's worse? So they decided what's better? What should they do? So they decided, should we go? They decided, now this is a very strange Gemara, they said, let's go where the Zoinos are, and we'll overcome our Yetzirah, and we will receive reward. If we go where the church is, there's no Yetzirah. We have absolutely no desire to enter the church to worship idols. Since the time of Ezra, the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah has been abolished, so there's no Nisayon. We're not going to receive reward. But if we choose to travel along the road, on the road that takes us near the Zonos, we will have a Nisayon, because we still have we're healthy men, healthy young men, and we have a Yetzar for Nashim. We will be presented with a Nisayon, and we will overcome the Nisayon, and we'll receive reward. So let us use this trip as an opportunity to earn more reward in the next world. So the Gemara concluded they took the road where the Zoinos, indeed they traveled along the road where the Zoinos, they overcame their Yetzirah and they succeeded. The Gemara goes on to say, don't try this at home. It was good for them, but it's not good for the faint of heart. But what do we learn? But what do we learn from this Gemara? We learn from this Gemara, incidentally, Taisus said, makes this point. What do we learn from this? That you're not allowed, that they said, there are two roads, both roads go near problematic places. One of them is Avodah Zarah, and it's Osir, and we're not allowed to go in either location. So we see here from this story, now we don't have a source from the Pasuk, but we see over here there was a tradition. Maybe it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, but we see here from the story that the Amorayim recognize that there's a prohibition to enter, to go near a Mokoyim of Avodah Zarah. So we have two sources. One is the Pasuk in Mishlei, and one is this story presented in the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah goes a step further. The Mishnah says, not only are you not allowed to enter the church, you're not even allowed to enter the entire city. The Rambam, now here's where we get, as we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam is always gets his way in Halacha. Even when we don't pass like the Rambam, his presence is always felt. The Rambam is like a ghost. Even if we don't pass like the Rambam, he's always there. He's always lurking behind you, and his influence is always is felt. The Rambam, the Perush HaMishnah, says that the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to enter into a city in which there is an Avodah Zarah is to be taken literally. And the Rambam goes on to say, so how then do we live today in Golus? Because basically every place where Jews are found, it is a city in where there is a church. So the Rambam says, it's because we have no choice. We're anusim. It's done to us against our will. It has been fulfilled with us. The toichacha vavadetem sham Elohim maaseyide adam eitz v'emet. It's unbelievable. The Rambam says, "Meikar hadin, you're not allowed to enter a city if in that city there is a church." The reason why we live today in cities and where there are multiple churches is because we have no choice. Otherwise, we couldn't live. We are anusim. We are living in sin every single moment. Unbelievable, the words of the Rambam. I will use exact words. Wherever you live. Therefore, Yodua Lucha. Avol ba'avoyno seinu onu. This is the Rambam. The Rambam is running this in the Perush HaMishnah. Onu anusim. We are forced. We are doing things against our will. Bal korchenu lishkoin bi'artzoy sam shel ovdei avodah zarah v'niskayim banu. It's being fulfilled against us with the curse of the Torah every single day. Begoluseinu v'avadetem sham Elohim maaseh yidei adam eitz v'eben v'im ho'ir kula dina v'im ho'ir kula dina. Now this is true. You're not allowed to go into a city. Al achas kama v'kama, you're not allowed to enter into a church itself. Now, who comes to the rescue? We don't pass it like this. We don't pass like this. We pass that you are allowed to enter a city which in which there are churches, because we pass in like Rashi. It's very rare. We don't usually pass in like Rashi. Rashi is not from the popular opinions. Well, Rashi, his interpretation of the Gemara usually does not make its way into Shulchan Aruch, but here it does. Rashi paskins this Mishnah that says you may not enter a church only when it's the day of their holiday. In other words, on New Year's, everyone should lechatchila pack up and leave New York. Where are you going to go? I don't know where you're going to go, but that's what it comes down. Now, there's really another heter, the heter of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even his bigger heter, the only time you're not allowed to go into a city in which there is a church is if it's a Yerid. A holiday alone is not enough. It must be a Yerid. It means a
market day.
It doesn't really mean market day. It means a day where people are coming from all them being oiled the regal, kaviyachal, havdil. Like Mecca. What is it called?
Hajj.
H-A-J. Hajj, where everyone from all of the different communities and cities are making a trip to come and be in this city to celebrate the holiday, the Yom Eid, the day they worship the Avodah Zarah. So basically there's Rashi and there's the Rabbeinu Yonah, which is even more make on the Shulchan Aruch, passed like Rabbeinu Yonah. And the halacha is when it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to enter a city, if in that city is a church, is only on the day when it is the holiday of the Avodah Zarah of that church. Not only that, it has to be a holiday, a major holiday, to the degree where we're calling it, the terminology they use is a Yerid, where other people from other cities, other communities, are coming to join, to participate in the celebration of the church on that particular day. But otherwise, you want to go in the middle of the summer into a city where there's a church? Gesunte Heit. No one's holding you back. And even if it's going to be New Year's, according to the opinion, it's New Year's, no one's coming to New York to celebrate in the church in New Year's. Maybe they're going to Vatican City. People are going and making a trip to Vatican City to celebrate New Year's, to celebrate the Avodah Zarah. But no one is going to your average city to celebrate on a specific day. So what?
Christmas Mass.
Where people are coming to New York to celebrate Kratzmach? They're not going to celebrate. Only in Vatican City is where they're going to celebrate together. They're making a pilgrimage.
So that would be awesome.
So this indeed is how we paskin. So this is a tremendous leniency. The Rambam, it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to enter an entire city if in that city there is one church. If we would take that literally, that psak of the Rambam, then we are in a lot of trouble. There's nowhere in the world that we can live beheter. And the Rambam...
Brooklyn is called the city of churches.
Right. It is?
It is, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
City of churches. I thought it was a city of shuls. Of shtiblach. Okay.
Entering churches with voting.
If we take the Rambam literally, and the Rambam, then you cannot live in any city in the world pretty much today. And the Rambam acknowledges to be the fact. That's why he says we're living in sin, a new sin. Rashi says, according to Rashi, you would not be allowed to live in New York City only once a year. Or maybe Easter, there are other days also where they celebrate, whatever they are, on the days when in the city there is a church, and the church is celebrating their Avodah Zarah on that particular day, even though no one is coming special, as long as there is a service. There is a service in the city that is celebrating, it's a holiday, or it could even be every Sunday. I think some want to say it's every single Sunday. Every single Sunday is a celebration to some degree. So that means, according to Rashi, it is problematic to live in a city on a few days a year. The days, the significant holiday days of the Avodah Zarah, it would be a problem according to Rashi to live. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's even less of a problem. The only time it's also to be in the city where there's an Avodah Zarah is there has to be a holiday, plus people have to want to come from other cities to join in this celebration. And that we really don't have, at least, we don't really have that category of a Yerid. You can call it halachic Yerid. You know, maybe sometimes there'll be a bigger celebration. You'll have a celebrity coming from somewhere to do mass. You know, the Pope comes to New York here and there. Maybe there will be such an issue, but generally you don't have such an issue. Yeah.
You have problem entering churches on voting day. You used to have.
election.
Yeah, but usually you're not entering the building.
Okay, now we're coming. Now this is all quoted. Whatever I told you is quoted in the first halacha in Yeridaya. In Yeridaya, it mentions the psak of Rabbeinu, the Mishnah, with the interpretation of Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, the second halacha, now here is where it gets really complicated. Now, we have to remember, entering a church is categorically aser. There's nothing to talk about. We mentioned the chiddush, an incredible chiddush. What? A real church. That's batel? No. If it's batel, it depends. It depends. If the people of the church were mevatel it by selling it or by demolishing the idols, then it's mundane. But if it becomes just a museum, meaning it just fades out, the members die, but no one has come along and did an act, has done a significant act to be mevatelet midin avodah zarah, then it still retains the prohibition of being considered a church. Okay, we'll discuss this in a few moments. I just want to get to the basic. We'll discuss some of the modern issues in a moment. But we discussed so far basically two things. There is a categorical prohibition to enter a church. Then we mentioned a chiddush, most people never heard of, a mishnah, that you're not even allowed to enter the city where a church is found. Now there's a third category. Okay, the last category is entering the courtyard of the church. This is an entire sif in Shulchan Aruch. Are you allowed? It's nishtahin nishtaher. On the one hand, it's not the church, right? The church is categorically asur. The city, we've come up with a major leniency to go into the city, according to Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation of the Mishnah. But what about the courtyard? Are you allowed to go into the... What's the modern application of a courtyard? The parking lot. Are you allowed to park your car in the parking lot of the church? The church is very, very, very... They know that you can't find parking. So the church says, listen, we're in the business of doing chesed. Anyone who wants to go park can use a parking lot to park your car. You can go shopping. What? You have to pay. So you're supporting. You're supporting it. So let's say you're not paying. Let's make that's more complex because you're supporting the church. Let's say it's free. The church says, "Listen, you want to go to shul, daven a quick mincha? You can park. You can park on the church's parking lot. It's not unheard of such shilas. Or another shilas is a shortcut. I want to go to shul, and the shortcut to go to shul is to walk through the parking lot of the church. This is a very common shilas. And it seems, telling you, it's a city of churches, it seems there are a lot of churches, and there are a lot of shortcuts to get to your destination by going through the property on the street of the church. So that l'chora has the status of a church. If you want to make things more complex, is let's say they have an auditorium, the church. They have the voting booths. It's very, very common that the city contracts with many churches and the voting booths are found in the church. It's not in the sanctuary. It's in the basement. It's in the lobby. It's in the front door. Whatever they call it. So it's, but it's still in the church building. There's no question about it. It's in the church building.
You have an absentee ballot and recipient.
So it's a church. So this is called the courtyard of the church. So the courtyard of the church is a gray area. Okay, these are the yesodas. Okay, we're not going anything concrete. These are the yesodas. To go into the actual sanctuary, it is usser, usser, usser. No ands, ifs, or buts. I'll get even some examples in a moment. To go into the city of the church, according to the Rambam, it's also usser. The chotzer, it's a gray area. Different opinions of how far. The Shulchan Aruch actually says, let me read you the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, there are two Yesh Oimrims in the Ramah. The Ramah talks about the Chatzer. First he says, the Yesh Oimrim, some say, Dinoi ki ir shel avoidas kachavim. The first yesh oimrim in the Ramah is that the courtyard has the status of the city. And just like we have concluded one on the Mechaber, that our custom is to be lenient and we allow entry into the city where a church is found, so too you can enter into the courtyard. And during the time when the goyim are not gathering there for their service, you're allowed to go into the courtyard. And then the Ramah quotes a second Yesh Oimrim. The Yesh Oimrim, the B'chol Inyan Osir, that the courtyard has the same status as the church itself. Now, this is a very weird type of Ramah, where the Ramah, he quotes a Yesh Oimrim and another Yesh Oimrim. According to the people who made the rules, I don't know who made the rules, whenever the Ramah quotes a double Yesh Oimrim, some say that it's Mutter, it's like the city. The Yesh Oimrim, it's like the church itself and it's Osir. We follow the second Yesh Oimrim. That's the general rule. When the Ramah presents a two Yesh Oimrims, we follow the second. And since here the second one is Osir, so the minig indeed is that we have more Machmir. Generally, most poskim will not allow you to go into the church to vote. Some will, but most do not. Many poskim say it's not a good thing to take a shortcut through the courtyard of the church in order to get one place to another. You're not allowed to park your car in the parking lot of the church. Why? I'm not going into the church. People don't realize this. But don't you know there's a halacha, you're not even allowed to go into the city? You're not even allowed to go into the city where there's a church? So going into the parking lot of the courtyard is at least no worse than going into the city. And that is where we're going to be machmir. Oh, so then there's all the reasons. What's exactly the reasons of Maris? And there's Chshad. Okay, now here are some of the cases. So these are the basic Yesodos. The city, the church, the courtyard, the city, there's the Mishnah. We gave two different reasons. The Gemara, we have a story. The Mishnah, the Rambam's interpretation. The Rambam acknowledges that we're living in sin. The church itself, no one, everyone holds, is clearly forbidden to go into a church. There's nothing to talk about. There are multiple reasons. There's Chshad. The Gemara, there's a Halacha. Just to point out how deep the prohibition goes. The Gemara says that if there's a river and the river is in front of an idol, are you allowed to bend down to draw water from the river to drink? The Gemara says you're not allowed to bend down to draw water, even though the only reason why you're bending down is to get the water. You're not having kavanah to bow down to the idol, because it looks like you're bowing down to the idol. And the Gemara says even if this means you're going to die, even if it means you're going to starve to the kuach nefesh, you're not allowed to bow down in front of an idol to get water, even though it's not your kavana, even if you will die. And it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, going into a church, even though you're not going there to worship, you're not going into a church to pray, to participate in the service, entering a church is no different than bowing down in front of an idol to draw water from the river. It is categorically forbidden. Now here are the issues. Issue number one is pikuach nefesh. Let's say during the time of the Crusades, the Christians are actually coming to kill the Jews, but other times during Nazi Germany, are you allowed to hide in a church? Are you allowed to go to a church for the purpose of pikuach nefesh? So what would you say? You say, of course you are. Not so fast. This, according to some, is the exception. It's mamish avodah zarah, and indeed, this is the sheet of the Rashba. The Rashba holds, shockingly explicit, that you're not allowed to enter a church afilu for the purpose of pikuach nefesh. The Rashba is a das yachid. Many other rishonim, the Ran and the Ramah, there are other Rishonim, Halach L'maisa, would definitely makel, with the Rosh is makel, the Ran is makel, that for purpose of the Koach Nefesh, you are allowed to enter a church. Now here is a very big hot issue. What about going into a church Mipnei Eva? Bad feeling. You don't want to get on someone's bad side. Classic example, there are two, recently, there were two high-profile cases which was a source of great controversy. Rabbi Lukstein, Rabbi Haskell Lukstein, he, after Obama became president, there was a ceremony in a church in Washington, an inaugural ceremony in a church, and he was invited. Rumors have it that the Obama team invited Rabbi Weinreb from the OU. He was then Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, who was then the executive director of the OU, and he declined because he realized going into a church, he was invited to come to a church to participate in the ceremony for Obama for part of his inauguration, and he declined because he knew that those are the rumors. I think he did not confirm nor deny that the story is heard. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, the president of the OU.
Went to the Hanukkah lighting.
That's Hanukkah, that's not a church. That's the White House.
The woman was a Reconstructionist.
So what? That's not a church. The White House is the White House. It's not a church. Who went in this place? Who did they want in this place? It seems the article that I read is that they wanted someone from the Orthodox community. The Obama team wanted someone Orthodox. They know that all the action is in the Orthodox community. And Rabbi Lookstein went. And Rabbi Lookstein, not only did he go, he also participated. He read some sukkim. It created, it's all along, there's actually an article, an entire article with all of the correspondence between him and the RCA in the, one of the Chakira journals. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow, maybe not. And it created a very big controversy. How are you allowed to go into a church? According to the Rashba, you're not allowed to go into a church even for pikuach nefesh. So what heter is there to go into a church? So the truth is, he's not the first one to do this. Traditionally, throughout history, there have been many of the very big good early Israel who went into churches for exactly such things. Bibnei Eva. It's not pikuach nefesh, but you don't... Okay, I don't, yes. Now, most notably in Britain, I'll give you the most recent controversy was Rabbi Sacks, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, when he was still the chief rabbi, he attended the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. He attended. That is a church. What way can you prove? What can you prove it?
Founded by King Henry.
It's a church. So what? A church. It's a church. A church. It's a church.
Westminster Abbey is a church.
He went. He attended the wedding of Prince William in a church. Is that permitted? Now the truth is, he was just acting on he created a big controversy, and he
say he was going to not as a rabbi.
He consulted with the Sanhedrin. There's a rabbi. They have a very right wing. That's part of the politics of the chief rabbi of Britain. There's a very right wing. Very right-wing Bezdin. Very right-wing Bezdin that controls halacha in Britain.
So there,
and the chief rabbi is very, has to do a lot of is very affiliated with the secular segment of society, and the Bezdin, but they're all part of the same group. But the Bezdin is very, very right wing. That's why it's so hard to find a replacement. When he stepped down and retired, that was one of the biggest things. Who are you going to find the person that's going to be able to find the middle ground between the Bezdin and what his duties, and to also the duties to society and the people who live in Britain, and so on and so forth? But he attended, and he says that he consulted with the Bezdin, and the Bezdin says that it's mutter. Basically, Mishum Eva. It would be everyone is watching, the cameras are rolling, everyone is watching, the whole world is watching this wedding, and everyone who is not there, they take note of it. It's not the first time. And in fact, Rabbi Emanuel Jacobowitz, his predecessor, Lord Emanuel Jacobowitz, he was knighted Lord, he was given the title of Lord by the Queen. Lord Emanuel Jacobowitz also attended he writes in his own memoirs, own autobiography, he writes that he went numerous times to church, to various religious ceremonies, and it was with the consultation and the permission of the Bezdin, Mishum Eva, and he writes there, you have to read between the lines, sometimes the people were very respectable for what he did, that he did not practice, he just stood there, he was respectful of what he did, and sometimes there was some degree of, there was a clash, like an amasti, like you know, you're already here in the church, so why don't you say a prayer? Why don't you participate to some degree? So he did it. He did it. And then he has even other people, Rabbi Herman Adler. Also, this was well known in 1902. 1902, August 9th, 1902, he attended the coronation of Edward VII. And that was a very also that was a very big controversy. But there,
what?
So this is not so simple. Every time one of these things happened, when Rabbi Lookstein attended, when Rabbi Sacks attended the wedding, when anytime something like this happens, it creates a very big controversy, because entering a church itself is usur for sure, and the only heter is pikuach nefesh, and to say that your relationship, the relationship with the Jewish leaders, with the secular leaders, could lead to pikuach nefesh. There has to be a degree of good relations. It is going to be animosity. This can lead to pikuach nefesh. Everything is a trickle down of what they're going, the attitude towards the Jews. So many people want to say that this is more than just Eva. This is more of pikuach nefesh. And that's why it is permitted, and indeed that has been the custom, at least in Britain. In the United States, if Lichtenstein, what? One thing, Leah, where do you draw the line? It's a very hard line to draw. The RCA was very, there was a lot of dialogue between Rabbi Lichtenstein, very respectful dialogue between Rabbi Lichtenstein and the RCA about his decision to participate in this inaugural reception on behalf of the President of the United States, Barack Obama. It was never done. There was no precedent of this being done. There was only the president in modern times where Orthodox rabbis attended an inauguration in a church and a ceremony in honor. It didn't happen for Bush, it didn't happen for Reagan, then for Carter. So why now? Why now? And especially we live in a country, this has been the argument of religious tolerance. United States is built upon the principle of freedom of religion. It doesn't have to be done. It is not something that's necessarily required. So where do you draw the line between what we call Pikuach Nefesh, which also is not so similar to its mutter, and Ava? And Ava, bad feeling, is something which is a very big question. Now, as far as going to a church just as a museum, right? Let's say the church has been decommissioned. No one is davening there anymore. No one is praying there anymore. But it's now a museum, and they talk about all the different things on the ceiling. And this, is a Jew allowed to take a tour? Not really. Not really. Once the church is, this church is still active. It's never been formally been bottled. It appears that it's also. Are you allowed to tell time by looking at the clock outside the church? You're another popular shaila. A lot of the old church, they don't have this anymore today. Yeah. But a lot of the old church used to have clocks. Yeah. So you look, so are you allowed to set your watch and it will be nender from the clock on the church? Yes. That's nothing to do with the church. That's just a convenience, a public service. You're allowed. Okay, another popular shaila is the voting booths we discussed. Most poskim are machmen. Go to the bathroom, covered abrius. You have to go to the bathroom. So it's a very tough shaila. You're really asking a really tough shaila. Yes. Since there are poskim that are matir, and you're dealing with an emergency of covered abrius, it also can deal with sakana. Sakana. So l'chara there's ground to be matir.
In front of the church, if you untie.
What? No, you're not bending. That's not the avodah zarah. When you're bending down, That's not the avodah zarah mamish. Okay. Okay. One other interesting shayla we saw there. Okay. All right. That's pretty much it. Okay. Stop over here.